Welcome to the Franchise Fantasy Podcast.
Come to decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on.
Ho, 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 no, Dirk.
The K-Man.
We are in trouble.
What? All right, so it is, time check, 10:34 Eastern. What is the score?
In our matchup?
Yeah.
15-0. The only player going for either team is Kyren Williams. And he has a nice 15 points. They started giving Rivers some carries that last drive, which I'm fine with. Gotta keep Kyren healthy. But no, I'm feeling good.
So keep him healthy. You're already thinking about next week?
Well, always.
Oh. Cocky.
They brought him in once they got down put like inside the 30. But I'm fine with giving the backup running back some carries down between the 30s.
All right, so about 30 minutes ago, Dirk declared it over. He pulled a Kumar or a Corman.
It's pretty ridiculous when only one player is going and none of his. Like,
he called it over.
A little ridiculous. That's a lack, and we understand this. It's a lack of confidence in his team, feeling like.
No, I know. His team is
supposed to be here. Like, yeah, but one of his best chances was Kyren, like, getting 6 points tonight or something.
But not why not play Nobody Believes in Us card right now?
He's just trying to reverse jinx.
All right, you're not buying it. All right, let's get into the actual, you know, semifinals. We're going to go through all the questions here. You were not on last week, so we're going to start with, tell me why you're going to win this week.
I think I've just been consistent at getting at least 110 points. And I don't know that, and I don't need an explosive week. I don't think Dirk's team is very good. I'll give him credit in his man. Maybe it's luck, but he's done enough to get to here. Anybody would have won against Kumar last week. So I just think I have the better roster, the better team. Points per game, especially these last like 8 weeks. So,
all right. Yeah. What I mean, projection boy, it says 72% chance right now for you.
Yeah, that feels pretty good, especially since I've only had one player go.
That green bar, baby.
It feels good.
All right. Would you shake on getting 125 right now?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, you put the hand there.
I'm projected for, what, like 117 live or something, 115 live. I would probably be.
Would you?
I don't know if I would.
Would you shake on 115?
Yeah, I would take my projection.
Right wow. Now. Wow.
That's risky. I mean, we'll get to some of your other questions. I don't want to duplicate. But I would probably shake on 115 and feel pretty good.
Okay.
But definitely 125.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, I don't know, saying I would shake on 115 almost is like, do not have confidence your team can do better. Like, I definitely do. It's more just of what I feel I need to be Dirk this week.
Yeah.
I think anything over 110 feels like it's a 60% chance of winning.
All right, what player on either team, if this can be a your question or a his question, what player are you most worried about?
So I want to say the safe answer is Debo for him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really worry. I'm not really worried of like a goose egg for my team or something. But Debo's the type of guy that can get 3 touchdowns. Like, that's kind of what Dirk would need. But actually, when I look at his team and the matchups and based on their position and how much they can it's not how it works, but you kind of compare position to position. I win this one, you win that one. Buffalo defense, like, that versus that Chargers offense, maybe they get a little interim coach. Maybe they get a little interim coach boost, the Chargers, and come out firing. But, like, it always scares me because defense is so variable. I mean, that could be a – if he gets, like, 25, 30 points from Buffalo defense or something, like, we've seen those explosions this year from defenses.
Yeah.
Whether it be, like, I think Dallas has a few of them. And, so, I mean, that's the type of thing that could put him over the top. Like, I think I could survive a Debo explosion, but a Debo good game on top of Buffalo just shutting down the Chargers.
Yeah, like a two pick six or something.
Yeah, yeah, that's what would worry me. That, and that's when you really see the projections, boy. That's when you really see suddenly, like, the projections make a big swing. Just from, like, a defense suddenly locking in those points.
Yeah. All right. Coach of the year is voted before the playoffs. So, and it's often not the team that wins. Why should you be considered for manager of the year? What moves this year or draft? What? Why were you the best manager this year in Champions League?
I could point to, like, a one move. Everyone probably has a good move that they've made throughout the year. But I would say, look at my roster, and I only have three players that I drafted on my roster. That's Jalen Hurts, CeeDee Lamb,
and Travis Kelce.
Every other player on my roster I did not draft.
Wow.
And so that just shows the Bruce Lee, be like water.
Wow.
Mentality of my team. Just – not getting too attached to players, not overvaluing players because you drafted them or you picked them up, and just going with what you're seeing, what your eyes are seeing, and trusting that. So to only have my three highest spends in the draft, but everyone else gone either via trade or via free agent pickup, waiver signing, and I did it both ways. I did it via a couple trades. I did it via a lot of roster churn on the bench.
Yeah.
So,
wow. That's actually pretty impressive. We'll see what everybody else's answer is, because now that I'm looking at your roster, that's impressive. All right. This can be fantasy or life. What is Dirk better than you at?
Golf.
Okay. Is that it?
Cornhole.
All right. Well, you said it. What are you better at than Dirk?
Staying active in the chats.
That's true.
Beer pong.
Ooh, that might cut him. That might turn the knife. Who do you want to play next round, Garber or Ekmanity?
This is a tough one because there's no wrong answer. It's a dynamic, exhilarating matchup for the league either way. I've already beaten Garber this year. And while it kind of be like redemption, I've lost to Garber in the finals before, so-called GOAT. I think this year, with how his season has went, the paper champ, the smack talk I've done, having lost to him, my only loss in the past 11 weeks has been to Ekmanity. I think to be the best this season, you got to beat the best this season. I think I won Ekmanity in that final.
All right. If you win it all, are you the league GOAT?
No. I think if this was 3 years ago and I didn't have back-to-back Sackos, I would say it's really helping my case. I would say this puts me back into the conversation where I'm on that next level below Garber and in that conversation with Tyler, even though he hasn't quite been in the league as long.
Yeah, the only teams with two champs are Nat, Garber, and Henry, so you'd be in that class.
Yeah, I like the rest of my resume more than Nat's. And Henry... Now, like I said, I was sacked for the last 2 years, but Henry's kind of, I don't know, he's just kind of been steady Eddie, but nothing.
Yeah.
I can't remember ever like a Henry team that I was just like,
yeah,
amazed by.
All right, so you won a title 12 years ago. Would this be the sweetest title or no?
Yeah, just because of the drought. Because that was the first year of auction.
Yeah.
And everything, like, it's like, they didn't win the title that year, but it's like Dan Marino, you go to the Super Bowl your first year, and you think you'll just be back
forever, yeah.
And I've had good stretches and been into the finals and the semis a lot, but because of this title drought, this one would definitely be sweeter. Now, it would be hard to top an in-the-moment like the Darren Sproles swing pass from Drew Brees to beat Marta. But I think, yeah, just with
the drought,
it'll have to come against Garber or Akmanity, the way the seasons went. I think it'll be sweeter than that title.
Yeah, because of the drought. All right. We're all in our mid-30s. When this league ends, well, I don't know when that'll be, whether we'll be in our 70s, 80s. How many titles will the person with the most titles have? So that means 40 more years of this, in theory.
So, like you said, we've been doing this now for what year is this? This is
your 14.
14. And I think there's a few people have two, and does Garber have three?
Garber has two.
Oh, Garber only has two. So,
10?
I think.
8? I don't know.
I think that 6.
Okay, wow. A lot of parity.
There's a chance the league goes down. We're doing like 8-man. It could be like 8 people, and then there could be some staying power.
And we're holding it together.
But, I'm going to go with – this is a very competitive league. Like, there's no horrible team. This year especially, it's even like your team's not been very good because of some injuries, but – it's not putting up like 70 points each week.
Yeah, I'm feisty, I've said, but I suck. But
for the most part, there's no guaranteed wins. Like, there's no walkover.
Yeah, that's green. Agreed.
And I think that's because everyone stays pretty active. Now it's in the Sacco Bowl, but like Butthole's making moves. Like,
right. Sometimes, yeah, he's trying.
You know, it's not like we have decided, sure, we have our punishment. You got to sing the intro or whatever we decided on, but
I'll sing it.
Check out.
Yeah. All right, let's get into your team a little bit since we didn't talk to you last week. Scale of 1 to 10, how worried about Jalen Hurts' knee?
He wasn't on the injury report, so Monday night, a little extra rest against the Giants. Now, if I could, Stafford at 22 points right now, I'd plug that in right now. So I wish I had just played Stafford. That's the Saints. Now, tonight they haven't done so well, but they've at times been a feisty defense, kind of slow the game down. And unless he throws it to Tyron, he can only get one touchdown per drive. So, it'd be kind of crazy in the semis to just out of nowhere go with Stafford instead of Jalen Hurts.
But
I would say I'm just a little concerned with the eye test of the Eagles. Like, what if in this week the Eagles don't get tackled at the one? Kurt has been saved by the tush push. And it's not just the tush push. It's how often their guys get tackled at the one.
Love it. They should run it up on the Giants, I assume.
Yeah.
Aren't you worried about Deontay Johnson?
Yeah, so I don't think it's on your list this week of questions, but you asked it last week. Is your roster set? And I would say definitely not. There's a lot of moving parts on my roster potentially. If Ramon Stevenson is out, then Zeke is definitely starting for me against Denver.
Oh.
Javonte Williams drops out, and then. Well, there's been some talk, like, would I actually go with Trey McBride over Kelce? McBride has been a target monster.
Yeah.
Tyler likes him. Kelce's been kind of like Garber described Mahomes, Kelsey's been kind of mid. Like, decent for a tight end, but not what I spent on him. But with the Jaden Reed injury last week, he's questionable. Jerick McKinnon, who's been kind of in playoff form, but he's on the injury report. Pacheco's coming back. Like, I'm not positive how that role's going to shake out. Like, maybe he keeps the same role. It's just CEH that drops, but I very well, there's still a lot of moving parts. Like, I'm not I'm not 100% set on my tinkering or my flex. Like, I'm leaning right now Kelsey and McBride both in my lineup. So then it's, do I go with Jaden Reed, who's been really hot, but it's on the injury report? Do I go with Jackson Smith and Jigba against Tennessee? I think Deontay Johnson is kind of a safer pick. He's been kind of consistently getting about 10 points, and I think that's all I need against Dirk. I just don't want a goose egg. So it's kind of like, who's least likely to give me, like, a goose egg?
So it feels like Christmas Eve, you're going to be going to bed not thinking about, like, gingerbread houses and more, like, lineup decisions.
You know, the good thing is, you look at how I did last week. I gave some guys a chance. There goes Kyron. Just jogging around the field, just like...
I got it on.
Like Santa's reindeer prancing. pretty much all my receivers caught a touchdown and had double-digit points. So it's easy to think, like, I got to make the right decision. But sometimes there's no real right or wrong, a point here or there, but I could win no matter the decision I make.
Does Puka go for under or over $38 next year?
If you really think, like, he's going to slowly keep morphing into Cooper Kupp, then I think that's right around 35. Right around there. We'll see, like, is Stafford back? I think he is. He looks young and spry, but I think Cook is for real, even though he doesn't really pass the eye test.
Seems pretty good. It seems like McVay's offense likes the slot guy or whatever. All right, yeah. Last question. You've lost 5 times in this round. I think that's the most ever. Garber's been in this round more, but he's lost in the title more.
Yeah, I've only been to the finals twice.
Yep, you've lost 5. So you've been in this round 7 times. You've lost 5 of them. You also have the Sproles curse. Do you think the layoff from the Sproles curse, and it's been a while, that the guys' minds are clear? Or do you think it's hanging over the team?
I would think the back-to-back sack has kind of purified me in the...
Cleared the mechanism?
Yeah. And I mean, for all the Sproles curse, like, yes, I didn't buy his jersey. I bought a Sproles-themed t-shirt.
Yeah. So you went half.
I should have just bought the Sproles bolts.
Yeah, that one's sweet.
I don't hate him, but I don't love the Saints color. Whoa, a little bit of late shove to his head.
I missed it.
I'm tired. He's already down. A little poke. I don't know that it's as much about the Sproles curse. Although, I've just gotten steamrolled a lot. Like, maybe that's the curse, though. Some bad luck. Like, I get to this round and someone goes off. I mean, the biggest was the choke against Kumar when I had JP, who Kumar had spent like $18 on or whatever in the draft. I picked him up. I had him in my lineup till 5 minutes before 1 o'clock. I put in Irv Smith. I would have beat Kumar. Irv Smith drops a touchdown, and Kumar. And then all I need is like 2 points from the Steelers defense and the Bengals, like, go crazy. So.
So, yeah, I'm looking. You've been in this round 5 times. No, you've been in 7. Garver's been in this round 9 times out of 14. That's crazy. He's lost 2 in this round, lost the title 4 times, and he won 2 titles.
I'm curious.
So, 8. Can't do math.
I don't need you to look it up now, but I'm curious how many of Garver's times in this round are a result of a first round bye.
You're already there.
I know that's been a handful of mine. I think I've had a first round bye like four times, maybe.
You've been here seven.
Because I know 1 year did I lose to you?
Yeah, you lost. No, but we were both in this round, and you lost on the other side, and I won. Yeah, you lost to Marta.
I won in the first round, and I lost. Like,
I think you lost to Marta. Yeah, we went to the bar together, and you lost, and I won.
That's right.
And then I lost the title to Marta.
It's hard. I mean,
or maybe at Vanity. I don't know.
I want to get to that. I want to get to that championship game. It's been a while. It's been like 6 years or whatever.
Yeah, I've been in three titles in the last six, even though I've sucked. Only won one, but yeah, it's fun being there. You know, obviously. All right, Corman. Anything else for the league before I let you go?
I'm really looking forward to the matchups this week and that Garber versus Ekmanity. I mean, what a matchup in the semis. Some people might say that feels like the finals, but I think I'll have something to say about that.
Let's go. And,
I hope Nat still stays engaged from watching from the sidelines.
He's like counting his record.
He's using head-to-head points against me last week's matchup.
Hey, whatever. The fact that he's engaged is a win, man.
Yeah.
Like, we'll get to it, but dude, Marta this year was disappointing. Not because he sucked, he just wasn't engaged.
He probably deserves a note from the commissioner's office.
Yeah, I would think so. All right, K-Man, good luck this weekend. Thanks for hanging with me. I was just talking to the K-Man, your rival.
He probably went on and on and on.
Oh, yeah, you know Corman likes to talk about himself. All right, we'll do this real quick, about 10, 15 minutes. All right, let's start with, tell me why you're going to win this week.
I mean, I think just every week, I'm pretty consistent with points. I think I've really only had one or two close weeks where I was like under 100 and really sweating it out. I just get consistent points in like a big week from two players on my team and put up anywhere between 115 and, you know, 130. So I feel like I'll be consistent and do that again.
Yeah.
And then Garber's going to have a big week for somebody other than
CMC.
McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Would you shake on 125 right now that's what you would get?
Would I take it?
Yeah. Like you just
will get.
Will you sign up for that right now? Like you take that?
Yeah. I would take 125.
Yeah. Yes. That wins.
I think so. I mean, like, you know, Garber had an amazing week last week. Obviously, I just don't see him repeating that.
Yeah.
I think I beat Garber earlier this season. And I know CMC wasn't playing, but he scored like 95 points. I mean, I think he would be ecstatic to go over 125. So like, I would take 125 right now.
All right. This can be either player on your team or his team. What player are you most worried about?
For me, I'll just kind of stick with my own team. I think I'm most worried about my running backs. They're very touchdown heavy. They normally get touchdowns. So like Mostert and ETN, they don't get a ton of yardage, but they get a ton of touchdowns. So I'm probably looking for touchdowns out of both of those guys, but I normally get that. That's just generally like every week where I just have a little bit of concern is like, are they going to put up a 4-point game? And I guess like on Garber, it's Laporta. I mean, if he goes in off and has another big week, that'll be pretty damaging. I think he's probably the wild card for him.
Yep. All right. Which I was like looking through your team before doing this, and that trio of running backs, the run they're on right now is crazy. You're three.
Yeah. I didn't think when I started the season that I'd be playing three running backs. I kind of thought my running back room was kind of weak.
Yeah.
And they have like all been very consistently good throughout the season, all putting out pretty good points. I mean, they're all must starts. It's been pretty nuts.
All right. Coach of the year in the NFL is voted on before the playoffs. tell me why you should be manager of the year. Or well, coach of the year, whatever.
The year. I mean, I just think...
Like, what did you do?
I find talent in the draft, like, value in the draft, I feel like, more than others. I feel like I have been able to find people in the past. I mean, I was a Cooper Kupp guy before he was Cooper Kupp. That's how I won my last championship.
Yeah.
I just find players in the draft that are, like, undervalued, and I feel like I go and get those guys, and I'll like pay more than they're going for, but I feel like they are undervalued. I think, like, Ayuk is an example of that this year.
He's been awesome.
He's been great. I think even Metcalf for a little bit was undervalued at the time. So I just feel like I find those guys most years and know where to put the money. I need to work on my tight end equation because I've gone to Andrews the last 2 years and that has not really paid off for me. So need to do better at tight end, but I feel good about my other position spots. I'm not like the best in-season manager. I have not had a bunch of injuries this year. I've been pretty lucky with that. Other than Andrews, you know, so I feel like if I got a ton of injuries, it would be interesting to see if I could manage my way out of that because I'm just not great at trades because I believe in the people I drafted.
Yeah.
And don't really want to, like, you know, get into a trade where I feel like I ended up losing it. That's, I think that's what I dread with those.
Same. But you win on draft day. Fair enough. All right. What is Garber better at than you?
I think Garber is better at, and at least this year, I don't know if there's like a trend for him necessarily, but he's better at spending money at the top end. I know he's done that in the past with Kelsey, where he just spends an absurd amount getting Kelsey. This year, he went out and got Mahomes and McCaffrey, spent big bucks on those, and ended up with like very little money in the middle of the draft. I couldn't do that. That's just not my strategy. It's paid off for him this year, and he's, you know, had to go and play that waiver wire and pick up people throughout the season and to keep his team going. He's probably one injury away from being like one of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah, right.
It's a gutsy strategy for sure.
Yep. Who do you want to play next round?
Corman.
Let's go.
There's no doubt I want to play Corman and prove to him I'm not the paper champ. I'm the actual champ. But also, I know Dirks did call me out earlier this season, wanted to start a rivalry there. So, I mean, I would be happy with the other, but I really do want to play Corman.
Yeah. It would be the most for the buzz and everything. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It would be most fun. All right. If you win the title, you would have two championships in what, 5, 6 years in the league, 7 years? And.
Yeah.
We call Garber the GOAT, which he does have the best resume, but he only has two titles himself. If you win the title and join the two titles club, would you be the GOAT in Champions League?
Wow. Well, honored with the question.
Yeah.
I'd say I haven't been in the league long enough. That's crazy to hear that I've been in the league for 6 or 7 years. I
know.
That's true. But, you know, I don't quite get the GOAT expression for Garber. He hasn't been, like, that dominant in the years that I've been in. He maybe has some past history where he was pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd quite be the GOAT, but I think if you tack on one more in the next couple of years, if I win this year and I get one more in the next couple of years, then, yes, I would have to be considered the GOAT.
Absolutely. I think so. So the big Garber's big claim is he's been – in this round, the semis, 9 out of 14 years in this league, which is pretty good.
That's an impressive stat.
But he only has two titles. But, I mean, there's only Nat and Henry are the only other ones with two titles. So you would be joining them, and you have played less years than all of them. So it would be impressive.
I mean, I got to get out of this week first. You know, so
there you go. I like the coach talk.
Exactly. To keep the focus one game at a time.
I like it.
The team is motivated. They're ready to go. They were rested last week. So they're feeling ready to go this week.
I like it. Would this be the sweetest title? You won your second year. Would this be sweeter?
I don't think so. I think the first year I came out and absolutely laid an egg.
Yeah.
I think I was one of the worst teams.
You were 11.
I actually ended up winning. I was 11th during the regular season.
Yeah.
I think I ended up winning the consolation bracket.
Okay.
That that season.
Okay.
And so, like, I felt like I had something to prove after being invited to the league.
Yeah.
So I think the win, the first championship is the sweetest for sure.
Okay.
I feel like since then, I've been, like, consistently good enough to get, like, the respect.
Respect,
from,
yeah.
From others.
But you so wanted to earn it early. Rising. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
This would be the icing on the cake.
All right, looking at your roster, is there any consideration that Chris Godwin's going to be inserted in the next 48 hours?
We are monitoring the situation. I don't know who he would be really going in for. I've got a ride with Metcalf and Ayuk. So the question would be is, like, Mostert is questionable. Do I play him?
Okay.
Or not? I don't think that's going to turn into a no. But he is playing Dallas. That's like a really good defense. I just don't know if Miami's going to be able to put up a ton of points on Dallas. Like, notice I'm not starting the Dallas defense. So I'm just not quite sure there. So if there's anyone who's in question, it could be Mostert goes out to put Godwin in after that big week last week. And then Kmet could go in for likely. I mean, San Francisco's defense is legit as well.
Yeah.
But, like, I know Kmet is questionable. So
yeah.
We'll see how that goes. That's the two spots that I'm...
Okay, yeah, your lineup's not set.
Correct.
All right, fair enough. We will monitor that. And you had nobody tonight, and neither did Garber, so...
Interesting. Yeah, quiet night.
Yeah. Corman had a little... He had a nice night, unfortunately.
No, that's great.
That's who you want.
I want to see you next week. I want Corman. So I definitely want to see him win this week.
So you want Corman to score like 160 this week and just get it all out this week?
Yes. I want Corman to put up the most points ever and
just
be absolutely hyped going to the championship.
Yeah.
Nothing would make me happier.
Yeah, that's great. All right. I was at a little work get together tonight and they were asking who's going to win the NCAA title. Everybody is saying Alabama. And I'm tired of it. I'm telling you, Ekman, I'm not pandering to you. Michigan is going to win the national title. How confident are you?
You know, I'm confident that Michigan can beat Alabama. Now, will they beat Alabama is a question. I think, like, if you look at on paper, Alabama's probably more talented. And you look at who's coaching, like, Alabama's probably got the better coach, right?
Yeah.
But I do feel like Alabama has looked inconsistent enough throughout the season that, like, Michigan could show up and beat them. So I do think the odds are probably about right. Like, Michigan should be about a 55%, 60% chance of winning that game.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's a coin flip. And then you get – if like, I think from there, like, the team I'm probably most nervous about would be Texas.
Texas,
their defensive line is so good. But I think you then pass on Texas because their secondary is weak. And I think J.J. McCarthy carries the day. And then Corman would owe me a big time apology for bad mouthing.
Let's go.
So
I'm telling you, they're gonna win it, man. So let me think. They are playing. You're not. Are you going to where are they? New Orleans? No, the Rose Bowl. Are you going or no?
So I'm gonna be in LA like 3 days before the Rose Bowl, and I am not going.
Not going.
So I tried to make it work. I'm on parental leave right now.
Okay.
6 weeks ends on January 2nd, so I got to be back in the office on the 2nd. So I couldn't really swing it.
Yeah.
After taking 6 weeks off.
Yeah.
But if they win the Rose Bowl,
you'll be in Houston.
I'll be in Houston. That's just a drive for me, so I will make that work. I'll pay whatever I need to pay for the national championship ticket.
Let's go! I'm telling you, they're gonna win it, man. I'm not pandering. I have about $100 on them. Not that much, but I am very confident in them winning the title.
I honestly think this year is wide open. It could be any of the four could win it, which is not common.
Fun.
It'll be a good playoff.
It's fun. Yep, I agree. And I mean, I agree with you that Texas is scarier, but there's something about Washington that they're just winning games.
Like, for sure. I mean, and they've been in the spot, right?
They're like, just winning games.
Playing pressure games a lot of the season.
Yeah.
So they know how to play pressure games. So hey, like I'm not hoping for Washington by any stretch. I don't think.
But you're
like
not scared.
In this, but you're the only team I would have hoped for would be Florida State. I do think that they're a step below the others.
Yeah.
Right? But like now with the three remaining, I would be equally scared of playing
all
three. But I think Michigan is the best of all three. So I think Michigan can beat any of those teams now, but it's just like, you know, it's a game. Things happen.
Yeah.
Coin flip. I kind of feel that way about the Ohio State game, right? Like, you play that game 10 times, Michigan probably wins 5 or 6.
Yeah.
So,
no, it was a coin flip.
Yep.
All right. Anything else for the league before I let you go?
No, just, you know, respect to Garber for getting here. You know, he was kind of struggling mid-season, so good to see him in this game again. It'll be my honor to take him down and to remove him from the playoffs this week. So
let's go.
Hopefully we'll be talking to you next week.
Sounds good, Eggmandy. I appreciate it, man.
No problem. All right.
All right. Our next guest from Powell, Ohio. Garber, the GOAT.
Hey, franchise. Hey, folks. What's up?
What's going on? Garber, tell me why you're going to win this week.
I really don't think I am.
Really? No confidence?
I think I maybe blew my shot last week. Manny's a monster. And I'm kind of responsible for it. I brought him into this league.
Is he? I mean, yeah, he's knocked you off your block lately.
It's been impressive. It does hurt not having him to bounce moves off of like I used to do.
Would you shake on 125 right now, that many points?
No.
No, cocky. Not enough.
It's more that's just what I think. Eggmanny puts up 130 often. And so wow. I think I need 130 to beat Eggmanny.
Okay. What player are you most worried about?
Frankly, I'm worried about my own guy, Patrick Mahomes. Very mid performance. I don't see him really. He's just not earning his weight.
I don't disagree. What, he had like 18 last week? All right. Why do you think you should be manager of the year? What did you do this year that means you made, you know, the moves that made you the best team?
Despite the fact I don't watch football, just kind of rely on the numbers. everyone calls corner projections boy, but I kind of have to rely on them too. And you look at some of the moves, Jacoby Meyer, people laughed at. Sam Laporta, tight end whisperer. Cortland Sutton, after he was trash for Corman last year, he's been real solid after I picked him up in like week 4 or 5. Just how I've kind of cobbled together this roster with Mahomes not earning his weight and Jamar Chase being up and down.
What is Eggmanny better at you, better than you at?
I would say watching sports, staying under, like knowing what's going on in the world of sports.
What are you better than Eggmanny at?
Having hobbies for like 6 weeks and dropping them.
Who was better at the credit card business?
Definitely Eggmanny.
Oh.
I'm surprised I lasted that long. I had to get out.
Get out. Who do you want to play next round?
I think it'd just be more fun for the league if it was me versus Corbin. That's just what the people want to see.
You don't want that bye week versus Dirk?
That's no fun. I want, like, I have so many. I am already the GOAT, so why not, like, get another one over Corbin? That would just be sweeter.
Would this be the sweetest title?
I would say it's up there. Maybe the last one, because I had kind of been written off, but kind of for the same reasons, like really written off this year and all the talks about everyone else. And I kind of faded down the stretch, but then to be able to turn around the playoffs and win it again, it's just, it would be a testament to my greatness.
All right, two questions to end. What time do the Bengals play this week?
Ooh. I have to look that up. Do they play Saturday? I think they're the Saturday game.
Yeah, they're Saturday versus the Squealies.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you better appointment television. All right, last question before I let you go. On a scale of 1 to 10, how good was your bedtime skills tonight with Nora?
Well, it was not good.
Oh.
But it's because we had people over, and so that just always messes up the routine. And she was cranky and woke up a few times. I think she's down now, but it's just the holidays are always tough when you have a little one.
Fair enough. All right, Garver, anything else for the league before you go?
No, I just look out, everybody. Garver's doing it again.
Let's go, the goat. Yo, can you talk for 10 minutes? 5 minutes?
Yeah, I can talk for a couple minutes.
All right, real quick. Fantasy, let's go.
Man, I'm fucked.
It's Thursday night and you're giving in?
I'm fucked. Have you seen the lineups? Have you looked at the lineups? I'm so fucked. It's crazy. I'm more fucked than Corman's dad driving us home from the wedding with me and Corman's sister in the backseat.
That was pretty fucked, but
we touched grass
all the time.
We all touched the mailbox. I'm trying to just survive. That's how fucked I am right now.
So, is it because Kyren Williams, or was it before that? Like, it was already.
Are we podcasting?
Oh yeah, we're live.
Oh, that was a Ryan in France joke. That wasn't a okay. We can leave it. That's fine.
Yeah. No, that's kosher. We're good.
It's kosher. We're good.
We're good.
Yeah, I mean, he was favored by 25 points going into the night, which is crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot.
My best starting quarterback, 13 points, is my projection. I can't do anything about that. I have no idea if Antonio Gibson's playing or if Robinson's going to play. And then
you're good.
Williams comes in. I thought I had a chance because he had 4 points at half. And then he comes in and ends up scoring 15, 16, 17, whatever it is. Yeah, I'm completely and utterly screwed. I'm also low-key hoping this is a reverse jinx and his team shits the bed and I
yeah.
go on to the finals. But,
yep.
God, it doesn't look good. And the fact that he wanted to play me is so frustrating. It's so frustrating. It hurts. It's he was trash talking me before the game even started when I'm still in my last matchup. He was like,
You gotta dig in and beat him.
I wanna play Ryan, and that's hurtful.
All right. Would you take 125 points right now? You'd sign up for that, right?
I take 112.
Oh, wow. I like that you came right back to me with
also,
it.
Also, note to Ekman, I went for Christmas this year, I got a professional putter fitting.
That's right.
A new putter, so Ekmanity can suck my balls because I'm about to be a 2-handicap.
I was going
to
say, how many strokes is that going to take off?
Everything is over. I'm coming for him. Let's go.
All right. Well, maybe he'll come.
Also, again, go Bama.
Maybe he'll come to Innisbrook with us.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll see. All right, real quick. What are you better at than Corman in life?
Everything.
Love that answer.
I can't think of anything that he's better than me at, except for maybe chemical engineering.
That's about it. That's about it.
Yeah, I can't think. I mean, he's a better arm wrestler.
He's okay at that. You're right.
Yeah, he's a better. I'll give him arm. He's better at smoking cigarettes. He's better at chewing tobacco.
What about gardening? Are you better?
No, he's a better gardener.
Okay, we'll give him gardening.
There's something athletic that he's better than me.
Right. I will say, because I already talked to him, he said he's better than you at beer pong.
Okay, of all the things to pick.
I know, that's what he picked.
I'll play him best out of 10 any day. Best out of 10 any day. But like, there's no athletic feat or sport or any sort of real bar game competition that he really has a chance at.
All right, let's say you win. Who would you rather play next round, Garber or Agmanovy?
I'm going to say Agmanovy only because Ohio State, Michigan.
Right, it'd be more fun.
I want to do it. Yeah, I'm going to say it. I'll go for it.
All right.
I'm going to go for it.
All right, so you have another title, the Peyton Manning year. If you win this year, would this be a sweeter title or the other one?
I think that the first title was sweet. I think it's bullshit that so many people are like, oh, it was a different website, doesn't count.
I don't say that. It was a bummer that it was a different website, but it doesn't take away from the champ.
But that was also 2013.
14, 13. Yeah.
This is my first Champions League semifinal, maybe in a decade.
You haven't been here since 2017.
2017, 6 years.
That's six okay. years, yeah. That's a while.
So I think I'm due. I'm like the Bengals franchise. Come on, someone give me a little. I need a little help. I'm majorly screwed this week, but losing to Corman is just the worst
thing.
In life,
I'll tell you,
because he'll tell you about it for a year.
Your two Hail Marys, it feels like Debo, and I love Buffalo defense. Maybe Buffalo defense could give you 20.
I think Diggs could have a big game too. Diggs could have 25.
I like that. I don't disagree against the Chargers, who have quit.
I need to figure out this Gibson Robinson thing. If I don't figure this out, I'm
sorry. Oh, I know. I was looking at that. I don't know who you play. I have no answer for that. I have zero answer.
And then here's what I'll say. If Jake Browning scores me 23 or more points.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm winning this week.
That's all you need, 23.
23. I mean, yeah. 23.
The problem is he's
projected for 13. I think that I would be projected for
14. Yeah, that feels pretty low. I know.
Yeah.
That's nutty. Are you enjoying the Jake Browning experience?
Yeah, we're buying in here. I'm with Mikey right now.
What's up, Mikey?
Mikey. I'm not doing that. Mikey doesn't want to say hi. I think he's still harboring feelings.
I get it.
You didn't want to say that. But I think we're buying into Jake Browning. We're doing our best. We're trying to fight. We're fighting a good fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're having fun. Beat Pittsburgh this week. That's fun.
If we beat Pittsburgh this week, we go to 9-6.
That's crazy.
And we win 4 in a row with Jake Browning. Wouldn't that be fucking nuts?
That's pretty nutty. That's crazy.
I think that'd be absolutely crazy.
And I feel like you're going to win. They're starting Mason Rudolph.
We'll see what happens.
All right, tell Mikey what up.
Stevie franchise.
Thanks for answering on a whim.
You don't like he likes you.
Love Mikey.
They said even though you harbor feelings against the league, he likes you.
I like that. Ask him who's going to win the NCAA football title. Let's get that answer.
For the record, I want to throw it out there that Michael Dirkus says he has love for the franchise. He loves Steve France. He doesn't like the leadership of the league.
Put it on record, baby. Put it on
AKA,
record.
AKA Kumar. Michael says the entire executive committee of the league, so I think that probably lumps in Corman, Matt, Marta,
we're
Kumar.
Just naming names.
The people we're talking about here.
We're naming names. All right. I appreciate it. I love it, Mikey. Hey, well, hold on. Ask him who's going to win the NCAA title in football.
Who's winning the NCAA football CFP? Is that your actual answer?
Did he say Washington?
He says Penis Jr. is
wow.
The ship.
I like it.
I think that's crazy. I think he's just trying to be hostile, but I think that's crazy. I think as long as it's not Michigan, your boy's happy.
Yeah, right. You're just rooting for anybody but UM. I get it.
Roll tide, baby. Roll
damn tide. Don't give a piss about nothing but the tide.
Hey, I'll be seeing you in a couple months, yeah?
Yes, we're booking it. In the Tampa region.
In fact, Manny wants a piece. Yeah. We'll see.
We'll throw him an invite.
Yeah, I'm throwing it out here now. In fact, Manny wants a piece. We'll sell this. We'll sit in person. We'll drink some beers. We'll sell out some debates. We'll play some golf. And we'll see what's up.
Yeah, meet me on the tee box. All right, Dirk. I appreciate it, man.
All right, love you, bro. All right.
All right. What beer do we have today for us, Corman?
Oh, don't do this.
In his mug.
Corman put you up to this.
Windless!
I will murder your mother.
If you had 3 seconds when the bartender comes to you, what beer do you
want? All right.
Bush Light or Bud Light? What do you think?
Beer Law of 1613.
I've been waiting a season and a half to make my appearance, and this is what I get.
We have 9 different Oktoberfest.
Six of the beers are pounders.
Oh, the
Seattle's my favorite bar scene.
I'm not saying it. People are saying it.
Is that 6 yet?
No, there's no way that guy doesn't get
it. We like a good PBR.
But Rainier's very good.
I even like the weirdos.
Okay, count the beers. 2.5 shots.
Hey, we've had 57 beers.
Yeah.
What? I don't even have a sister.
Priceless.
Oh.
Priceless.
Oh.
That's what we're doing. Bartoberfest.
61 beers
we
across
also had roofies on the
had
you dumbass. Francis farted on the podcast.
No,
find out what the hell is going on.
Killed the Jaber dog with a shot.
Collusion, delusion.
So we got to
the bell danger.
We did it once.
Be like, bye, 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 bye.
You can drink it a little faster than an Oktoberfest.
You're my sweet, sweet. He's shirtless, he's on the floor. The dude's curled up next to a refrigerator, for God's sakes.
Just kind of a bloated corpse of his old self.
Corbin is laying on the ground.